At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, all right, we got a magic hat. It's Thursday. Okay, he's alive. I was a little worried.
He's there, making sure he's not pooping. He's back.
I mean, he doesn't like to hear that. He's at an age where if I don't see him after a certain point, I'm worried.
Word, yeah.
Hey, you okay?
You're right out there.
Did you fall? Can't get up?
Help!
Life alert! Help!
Would you guys ever want to put one of those stairway ride things in your house when you're older?
Would love it.
Oh, the Costanza special?
Down, you sit down and just takes you up the stairs?
I would love that. Yeah. I would love it.
Strap me in, babe.
I'd take upstairs. As much pride as I could in doing the stairs for as long as I could, but if I got to the point where it pained me...
Couldn't get up and down?
I'd swallow that pride.
How long do those take? Right, that 10 minutes of your day you're going up and down the stairs? Imagine how big of a pain in the ass is it, like, if you forget something, you come all the way down, and you're like, feel your pockets. Damn it, I forgot my keys.
I don't know, because our staircase in the condo, it, like, does a little 180, so it halfway and spins back.
A little swivel, yeah.
So I don't know how that would work.
I did think Life Alert was a great invention. We joke about it, make fun of it.
Brilliant invention,
like,
yeah.
Old people that fall and can't literally get up.
They're on their own.
They're living by themselves.
Dude, yes. It's a great idea.
All right, we ready? See what's in here?
I think we are.
What happened to rest in peace?
Oh, my God. I've wanted to talk about this with you guys since Monday, and so I've had to wait a little while.
What happened?
Well, so we have an open that plays on this program, and I quite enjoy the program. And I quite enjoy the Open. And the Open is Three's Company.
Yes.
We're configuring widgets.
Yes.
Okay? Come and knock on my door. Come and knock on my door.
Now, the beauty of this show is our age gap with Dirt and I and our delightful producer
esteemed.
Over there.
Esteemed
colleague
you.
Producer, Jason Swigard, is we both have been able to enjoy one entertainer for the same reason. Just at different points of that person's life. And that would be the beloved R.I.P. Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, she was a hot forever.
She was a hot in his life with Three's Company.
Multi-generational hot.
And then she came back in our life, and step by step...
Boy, did she.
And made me have all kind of weird fantasies that they've now made a category on certain websites. Your dad's gone. Anyways, I digress. The point I'm bringing this up is, so Suzanne Summers passed away about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Have you seen what's happened with Suzanne Summers?
No, I have not. What's going on with her?
I really want to ask and vet this with you guys and listeners out there as well. For the ones that are married and pretty much for the most case happy, Suzanne Summers' husband, Alan Hamill, he did an interview and he admitted that he has created a Suzanne Summers AI twin.
What?
That he basically is living with, and he has just replaced her, but he's made her AI. And he has said, he says the likeness, the personality, the voice, the thoughts.
Feels like she's still there.
He says it's as if she's not gone.
How long were they married for?
And how old is he now?
Yeah.
So I'm trying
to... old that could figure out AI. That's pretty impressive.
Well, I think
I'm sure somebody probably did it for him.
Yeah, I think he had somebody create this.
I get it. If you're... Especially if you were like...
If you were married for like
married
50
40,
years.
50
they
years.
Were married from 1977 to 2020.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I understand that.
That's a long
your
time.
Companion of...
Yes.
Yeah.
They have a son.
What
like,
year were you born, Swag?
71.
So imagine like that's your entire life. That's your significant other that you have spent every day with, every second with, talk to every day with, like that's
you
a
are,
long
yeah
time.
When that person goes passes you're probably still in your own mind having conversations with them
without a doubt.
So that it's weird, but I understand that
a lot of people too.
Yeah,
when you're married that long, usually when one goes the other one doesn't last very long. That was the case of my grandparents. They were married forever, and my grandpa died in 2007, and then my grandma got sick in like 2009, and she didn't, but she like had no will to fight. Like, I'm
the
ready.
Notebook.
Tap out. Like, yep, I'm done.
Hold hands.
That's
we're dying
it.
Together.
I'm ready to go.
I understand that.
I mean, it's weird. Don't get
it's
me wrong.
Weird.
It's weird.
No,
it's strange.
Me.
Part of this weird experience that we're having here on this moving rock through space is grief.
Yes.
And I'm not saying, look, I'm not even trying to act holier than thou on this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Married that long. Like, that's a long relationship.
Yeah, you're never, there's nothing. In
is there any element of like just allowing her to not exist that should be part of the experience is I what mean, I'm asking.
Well, if it's just for him, if he just has it in the home for him to provide some sort of comfort or, you know, whatever.
There's not a lot of.
He's not marketing it. He's not doing it. It's just for him at this point in his life. Then, okay.
And it's not like you're in a state of life, too, where there's, like, future prospects, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's, I got to imagine, pretty old and nearing the finish line himself. And they've been married for that long. And so it's like,
is he really going to go Bill Belichick?
No.
What are we doing?
No.
So here's the other part of this. And this may change your guys' thought.
Okay.
The creation of her AI twin places her estate at the forefront of the growing industry, digital legacy monetization.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's definitely a growing industry. And some of it is for sure weird. The only instance.
Doesn't that cross a line in what we're talking about now?
Yeah.
Like, are you recreating her to capitalize on her?
Well, that's what I say. Why is he doing?
I don't know.
Is he just doing it for him at the home because it provides him some comfort and normalcy in life?
It seems like it's
life?
A little both.
But if he's then trying to, you know.
Then it's weird. Then, I mean, it's weird to begin with, but then it crosses a moral line of.
Yeah.
That's
Here's the
on,
other
man.
Part. You can't tell the difference between real Suzanne and her AI twin, he says, quote unquote.
I beg to differ, but.
Yeah, I agree.
One's a computer and one's a real person.
Like, I don't care if she looks or sounds or.
Now, did he create AI? Now, how old was Suzanne Summers when she died?
She was
up there, right?
77.
Now, did he recreate
75-year-old
Suzanne Summers, or did he go like
35-year-old Suzanne Summers?
Because then, you know, is that technology available?
Right. So you guys, would you dabble in this idea?
If I'm married to my wife, we both make it 50, you know, we're married for
50 years.
Yeah. I'm 80 years old and she is the first one to pass away. I wouldn't be opposed to it. That would just be, your kids are gone, you're in your house by yourself, I'm old, I'm going to die soon anyways. Like, I wouldn't have any issue with that. If somebody came to
you
me and said,
feel odd.
I would feel very,
very
weird.
Odd.
I'd feel very weird. I'm not going to say I wouldn't feel weird,
but
I don't know if I'd want to sit in silence in my own home for the remainder of my days.
Would you tell people that you have an AI, your wife, and like,
I mean, in 50 years, this probably would be a normal thing, because, you know, technology is a little terrifying.
Sure.
But yeah, I would tell people.
Man.
How many people am I talking to when I'm 80 anyways? Who's checking in with me? You checking in with me when I'm 80?
I know. Yeah, well,
hey!
Am I still alive?
Hey! Oh, we're still here.
Let's put our teeth in and have a meal.
You know what time it is? 6:02.
Remember the glory days?
Ah, you miss living in America.
That makes me, what, like 96?
Portugal's great.
Are we still getting a tee time? Are we playing 9?
We can hit it 40 yards straight, okay? We can hit it.
Their bananas in Costa Rica are so affordable. And you don't have to take your teeth out.
I think it would be weird. I got to admit, I think I'm on the other side of this than you guys.
It would be weird.
I don't think I could do this.
Can I get...
I'd miss my wife beyond explanation, yeah. But like, yeah. I don't want to fake. I've been scolding
again,
her
I think
on
now
using
is
ChatGPT.
Yeah, I know. I think now it's different. Like, it would be devastating to obviously lose somebody, but like, you still have a long life to live. Like, that doing it at your age now would be very uncomfortable. I'm just making the outlier excuse for somebody that old. That I understand. And especially, dude, imagine if you were married to Suzanne Summers and you could get step-by-step Suzanne Summers back in your house.
Well, can I make an argument? I think it's harder now than it would be at their age.
Mm.
Because I would know at that age, my time is very limited. It could be tomorrow. It could be in the next 10 years.
Could be at any moment.
Right? Now? Could you imagine doing it now? I don't want to date. I don't want to go on these apps. I don't want to swipe right and get set up by somebody
but
and then not like
I mean,
them and then have to be the jerk guy who set up with somebody's friend. And you know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I agree with you.
It'd be terrible.
That would be awful. It would be terrible.
What do you do? I go to a local watering hole and I hook up with women.
Walk into my bar, try and find somebody.
They don't fill the void.
No, they don't. That's why you got your AI wife in your house, man.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
All right.
Step by step, day by day by day. All right. Well, would you AI your significant other?
This is why we get rid of a magic hat early. That was one segment. We only got to one topic there.
I've really wanted to talk about that topic.
That's fast. I did not see that story. I remember she passed. I didn't know the husband was still alive.
I've been thinking about this.
We've done
days.
This segment on sports broadcasters a million times because the NBC voice guy Swag brought up yesterday is AI, the guy who does the Knicks versus the runner, you know. And we've talked about would you ever want to bring an AI broadcaster? They did this for the Olympics. Al Michaels, not dead, but they used AI Al Michaels to call Olympic sports in the Olympics.
He okayed that. Though.
He did.
He
gave
okayed
him,
it.
He said it was
yeah,
okay.
They put him and it did like your personalized highlight package.
Yes.
So whatever events you wanted to, and then they AI'd Al Michaels.
Look, I'll still continue to say this. You give me one more Keith Jackson Rose Bowl, I'm all for it. I don't care. It's weird. I don't care if it's uncomfortable. You give me Pat Summerall and John Madden calling one Packer Niner game on a Sunday or a
give me
Cowboy
one more Thanksgiving
yes,
game.
Yes, I'm not upset. Not every weekend, but you just give me one. I'm all right with it, man.
Imagine they did do a Keith Jackson and he glitched. What? Oh, no.
Damn it. Unplug it and plug
Stop
it back
the
in.
Stop
plug,
the
it. Plug it back in. Blow on the cartridge.
More Magic Hat next. 105.1 The Fan.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, we got a Josh Pate second hour around the corner. We got our big PP picks to make. There's only one game to pick.
Only one, yeah. You guys are playing. We got a Pac-2 championship this weekend. Round one.
This is huge. If Oregon State can win this game, we have secured...
You retain the cup.
You retain the rights.
Doesn't mean you won it, but you've retained the cup.
We need a trophy.
But if the Cougs win, all of a sudden, in a couple of weeks, they got a chance to reclaim a Pac-12 title.
Notice college football fans are starting to, at terrible places, go shirtless. There's actually a funny point. People were mad at Duck fans for doing this, taking their shirts off.
Yeah, rightfully so. That was pretty. The whole student section was pretty douchey. They all left at halftime. Spoiled California kids. Get them out of here.
Well, it was just funny because it's like the no shirt thing is supposed to be for terrible fan bases. And yes. This is like a corporate thing coming in and trying to.
Exactly. It was embarrassing. Yeah, I was embarrassed for our student section. And I would like to publicly apologize on behalf of my university.
If there they beat Washington State. Dare we see Scott Barnes shirtless in the student section waving his shirt?
Talk about somebody nobody wants to see. I don't think he would be well welcomed. Just stay away.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Anniversary top of the hour. What do we got?
Love the passion.
I do. We haven't dove into this, but we need to acknowledge how cool it is. It was really sad over there in Indianapolis when Jim Irsay passed away.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you noticed his daughter at these games on the sidelines taking notes? Yeah. She has a headpiece in so she can hear the plays being called.
Yeah.
And I thought, I didn't pull the audio, I should have, so that's my apologies here. She did a press conference and she was asked, like, why do you have a headset on? Are you calling plays? And she's like, I'm not calling plays. I'm trying to learn the game.
Yeah.
And as an owner, I want to hear every element of what it means to be part of a game from the coaching angle and then strategy. And then maybe you think this receiver did this thing wrong, but it really was the play call. Or she is trying to fully dive in and understand all the nuances of football. And I loved it because it's an owner that's passionate. It's an owner that clearly is showing she cares. And I loved her reasoning of, I get to hear every week where we're coming up short, even if they're not saying it on the headset of, we really could have used this week at the facility, it allows me to understand their thinking so maybe I can help and invest behind the scenes to help them be better every single week. Carly Irsay Gordon deserved a shout out.
Is she married?
Irsay Gordon.
Okay. I wasn't sure if, I didn't know if he was divorced.
She's
or
hot.
Is,
took two different...
is or was.
I mean, I was going to say, if she's not, she has become the most eligible bachelorette in the entire country.
Put her on
she
an ABC
owns an
show.
NFL team. She walks around with a headset on, takes notes, loves football. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is how we would all be if we were owners. I would totally be on the sideline with a headset on, taking notes.
I remember when they saw Phil during the title game and they were like, oh, he's got a headpiece on. I'm like, I would too if I basically
he owns the
team.
Dude. He can do whatever the hell he wants. What's the point threshold where she's like, hey, we're up by 40. Can I get a call in here?
I don't think so. I think she respects it enough to not do that.
I mean, I wouldn't. If I were the owner, I'd say there's a threshold. Once we're over a certain threshold in the second half, it's a 35-point lead. Like, yeah, you know, let me
married talk. To Zach Gordon.
Okay.
All it says
lucky
about,
bastard.
It says she is the vice chair owner of the Colts. Zach Gordon's the spouse. They have three kids.
I mean, there are so many owners who don't care and aren't invested and don't know what the hell they're doing. When you see one, especially the one that, it's handed down to you from the family, you're never quite sure how that's going to go.
Look at the Titans,
right? This usually doesn't end well for a lot of folks. To see her invested in caring at that level is very, very cool and very exciting if you're a Colts fan.
And third generation, because Bob Irsay,
third generation,
he moved him to Indy.
He moved him to Indy,
Baltimore.
Good point.
And so, obviously cares about that family legacy, name, and everything that her grandfather and father did before.
Jim was certainly an imperfect person. We knew about his demons publicly, but I actually think there's a little bit of, if there is something after this, I hope he's able to see it and feel proud, because clearly his passion and care, his kids saw that. Yeah. And was like, it would be a disservice to his memory and my grandfather's memory if I didn't care about this the way they did.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
Very cool.
Biggest disappointment is...
Yeah, weird. On Tuesday, like four different websites, I was reading articles. All four of them coincidentally wrote pieces about how the Atlanta Falcons are the most disappointing NFL team this season.
Huh?
They actually wrote some really good points of
I mean, they have been disappointed.
The general manager should be fired. He's been there 5 years. They haven't done nothing.
Yeah. The head coach should be fired.
He's not proving to be a great head coach. The OC is terrible.
No.
I just want to ask you guys, who is the most disappointing team in the National Football League this year to you?
It has to be Baltimore.
Yeah.
It has to be. Baltimore. Atlanta came in with hey, man, could they make the playoffs. Maybe they win the division.
Challenge the Bucs and make them,
The Ravens have been knocking on the door. And that's just to the point right now, right? Not for we don't know how the season's going to end. Maybe they blow up Miami tonight, and you're like, hey, here we go. They're back in the right direction.
Lamar's missed 3 weeks.
They also blew multiple leads late, and he was, 1-3 as a starter before he got hurt?
But, are they beating Houston at home? and not getting 40 pieced and doing nothing?
Maybe. Probably. I mean, they're not going to lose by 40, no, but do they win the game? I don't know. It wasn't like they were winning every game when he was healthy. He was playing. I'm not saying it was his fault. They were scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, you're talking about disappointing.
Terrible.
You mean
this
disappointing.
Isn't just Lamar's disappointing, but Baltimore came in with Super Bowl aspirations, and they are sitting at 2-5 7 weeks into the season.
I think because of his injury.
We also had Penix miss the game, too. That's Kirk Cousins on one leg trying to win a game, getting blown out at home by the Dolphins.
I had to think about this most disappointing team in the National Football
League. I would go Baltimore 1. I would go Atlanta 2 because of their record.
I think mine is Cincy.
Okay. Very similar.
And the Vikings could be in there.
I would also throw Houston in there. And I know they're coming off win, and maybe they make the playoffs, but Houston being below 500 nearly at the halfway point.
Houston's a good one. And for everything I said about Lamar missing time, I know Cincy fan could counter like Burrow Sprague.
Yeah.
I go, that's part of it, though. It's just like the inability for him to stay healthy again. Paired with defense still sucks, quarterback situation is just a toss-up at this point.
Yeah. A lot of disappointing teams, though.
Last one.
Boss, but why?
So I want you to imagine a world, Dirt, where you come into work to do the radio program.
Okay.
Okay? Swag's in here. Swag's tied up. You're scared.
He's tied up?
He's tied up.
Like literally tied up. Okay, not like tied up with work. He's literally tied to something.
And the worst thing that can happen to Swag is piece of tape over his mouth, because Swag wants to talk more than anybody in this building. So he's
Okay.
You come in, and you see a masked man holding you at gunpoint, robbing you. You're like, okay, dude, take it all.
Yeah.
That guy gets away and then gets caught by the authorities, and instead of doing the thing where you read about it, they Scooby-Doo you, they bring you in, and they go, let's find out who the perpetrator was. Jeff Austin?
Whoa.
What?
Former boss. Wow.
A pizza place in New Jersey was robbed at gunpoint. All the employees were terrified. When the cops found the perp was their old boss.
What? Was it a vendetta against the place for, like, firing him? I mean, so you say old boss, so he wasn't the boss
like
anymore.
Like the old owner or, like,
no, they're like manager.
Oh, okay.
That actually would make me feel a little bit better, because then I would feel like you just have an axe to grind against the company, and it's not against me personally, and I don't think you would actually personally hurt me, and maybe it was a fake gun. Like, that would actually ease some of my concerns after being held at gunpoint. It would, yeah.
If you held me at gunpoint, I found out it was you.
I was just, this is fun with
I'd
Dick and Jane
so
here.
I'd feel so much more betrayed.
I'm just desperate for a little cash, man. I wasn't actually going to hurt you. I just need a little bit of money off you, all right? I wasn't trying to rob you. I was trying to rob the company.
That is ridiculous. That is such a stupid response.
That's not.
If I held you at gunpoint, I would hope
you.
I'd forgive you.
I would have been mad, like, if you knew your boss was like, oh, if we knew it was him, we could have taken him.
Yeah,
like,
finding out afterwards that they were the one underneath the mask.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would go to fun with Dick and Jane. Like, are you just in a hard spot right now and you just know where all the safes are in that place? You just happen to come back? You're harmless, man. Jeff Sacramento's not going to hurt me. He's not going to do anything to me physically. He just needed a little bit of cash. He's retired. He's got some beach house over in Virginia now. He's just looking for a little scratch.
So a gun is pointed at your face.
Probably a fake gun. Fake gun. Jeff Sacramento doesn't own a real gun.
It's an airsoft.
It's an airsoft gun. You're not hurting me, man.
Those do look real. Sometimes
they do.
Those look too real.
You get a little water pistol that looks real, too.
I love that they try to make the tip orange. It's a toy. It's orange. Yeah. You can't spray paint that to make it look real.
Ow! I mean, it would hurt, but I'm not killing me, at least.
Worst thing my mom ever got my little brother was an airsoft gun.
Don't ever buy an airsoft gun.
Guess who got shot?
Yeah, it's going to end up bad. It's going to end up poor.
Doesn't feel good.
I had a BB gun when I was a kid. I used to shoot raccoons on my neighbor's roof, and they were not happy about that.
You murdered animals?
It didn't die. I mean, I don't think a BB can kill a raccoon. I'm sure it walked with a limp, though.
Just like Shaden.
Swag and I were just judging you quietly. I used to torture animals when I was a child. The weird thing I was into.
I mean, it's not normal. You know, I got issues.
No kidding. AutoZone Johnson.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.